Christmas time is usually profitable for Swiss watchmakers, but the growing popularity of smartwatches and the pandemic have threatened the country's iconic industry. Sandy Hausman reports from Switzerland that watchmakers are hoping for a comeback in 2021.
Voilà. Et le petit bouchon.
Before the pandemic hit, Switzerland's International Watchmaking Museum, 90 miles north of Geneva, welcomed 35,000 visitors a year to explore timekeeping technology, from hourglasses to atomic clocks, and to learn how to make their own.
We do special workshop for them to teach them how to build a clock, and that is a heritage that we have to take care of and be very proud of it.
Vice Curator Natalie Marialoni says there are 10,000 items from the past year, including a 16th century sundial worn on the wrist. But this museum cannot tell the future of Switzerland's watchmaking industry. At a time when smartwatches do so many things, will anyone still want the old-fashioned timepiece? Watch designer Stephen Forsey thinks so.
If you want to offer a gift to somebody, perhaps for an anniversary, an important birthday, then to engrave it with a special personal message. If you offer a mechanical watch, then you're giving something which will last probably for generations.
And Switzerland has survived other challenges to the industry it dominated for centuries. In the early 70s, Japan flooded the market with cheap quartz watches, and 50,000 Swiss workers lost their jobs.
The Swiss watchmakers, having gone through this terrible crisis in the 1970s and 80s, they started to be more innovative and think about the mechanical watch not just as this utility object, but it can be decorative, it can be a sports watch, it can be for diving. So the renaissance of mechanical watches has grown and grown since then.
Today, sheep graze on the green roof of an ultra-modern workshop Forsey and Robert Gerbel built in 2009, a business that employs 110 highly skilled craftsmen and women to make about 100 luxury watches a year. A Rolex produced in neighboring Le Locle could cost $5,000 or more. A custom-made timepiece at Gerbel Forsey could easily cost $1 million.
A Rolex is a fantastically engineered watch, which is built in a large quantity, hundreds of thousands each year. And that's very much the industrial side. What we do is very much the artisan side. A watch at Gerbel Forsey can take 1 year of man-hours to build each one.
And Forsey welcomes competitors like Apple, believing its smartwatch will bring a whole new crowd of customers to the market.
There are young people today who've never had a mechanical watch, have never worn anything on their wrist. This can be an interesting way for them to get used to that. And then you just need that one moment to capture the imagination. You know, the fascination of a mechanical watch with that fast-beating mechanism inside, it's like a mechanical heart.
At the International Watchmaking Museum, Natalie Marialoni thinks it's something more.
A mechanical watch has a soul, and I think that's what people who wear mechanical watches want, is to have a soul on their wrists.
Of course, the pandemic has hurt sales of luxury goods. Exports of Swiss watches dropped 36% during the first half of this year. But the government has pledged more than $60 billion in emergency aid to the industry, and sales to China are up again since that country got control over COVID-19. For Here and Now, I'm Sandy Hausman in La Chaux-de-Fonds, Switzerland.